What is going? I'm hearing some interesting stuff over the
I'm still looking for that Indian pop video. I'm gonna keep going. But I'll back it to you guys. My favorite, one of my favorite videos of all time.
Oh boy.
Is this Benny Lava?
No, I don't think so. I don't.
Now, sure. But the big question is, how would Yu Chan do saying that phrase?
Which one?
In English or?
I could say it in Japanese too if you want. You just have to write it out to me.
So welcome back, Master, or I'm going to spank you.
No, the.
Oh, no.
Hey, welcome back.
Type me out the I'll spank you one.
That's the welcome back stream. I don't actually remember what the spanking one is, but
make one up.
Oh my god, I remember, but I'm not gonna say it.
Somehow it loses its effect in Japanese.
I'll spank you.
I think it's meant to be more of a cute Japanese like voice, not the sultry Western non-Asian voice that Yu-Chan is showing all of us here.
Thank you!
Okay.
But last one that who seems like they'd be good at saying sorry, are you angry one, that's like straight out of the those improv things that they did on Hello Morning, the Speedwagon.
Oh yeah. I'm remembering all of Eddie's answers. Those are so cute. Silence. Okay, I made it awkward. I'm sorry.
No, that is adorable.
But then Yoshi and Koharu were creepy. I think it wasn't. Yeah, it was Speedwagon. But one of the questions they posed to the members was, well, not questions, but the scenario was basically they are 2 hours late and they had to come up with an excuse. So Yoshi and Koharu, what they did was, sorry, we were watching you for 2 hours from the bush.
Oh, the restaurant.
Creepy.
The one that had to say sweet lines, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
Am I? Yeah. Oh, that was fun.
Okay. So, in further obscure Hello Project news, on July 1st, Hangry and Angry played at the Japan Expo in France.
Mm-hmm.
And were pushing the promoters, or at least lobbying the promoters there, to bring Dream Musume there next year.
Ooh.
Will still be a group by then?
That's probably a good assumption.
Where else would they be going?
Well, no, I mean, I just like Dream Musume would still exist.
Why not?
Why not? They have a concert, yo.
Yeah, that's true. I just didn't expect them. I thought they'd be like a one-shot group.
But where else are they going to go? Extend
the pleasure. I mean, they're supposed to add some people in rumors that they're going to try to get Nono into there, but I think she's busy with her TV.
Hmm.
I wonder if they'll add Dream Musume and I. After she graduates.
Hmm.
Please don't talk about that.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Moving on then. Another former Morning Musume news. or in this case, Morning Musume members in the news, or on the news, Kono Asami has debuted as a TV announcer.
Whee! Kong Kong.
Yes, and I watched the first couple clips that were released on YouTube, and my impressions are that her voice has significantly leveled up since her Morning Musume days, to the point where she can stand on the opposite end of a football field and yell at Suk, "Hey, do you think my voice doesn't carry now?" Also,
well, she's a reporter now. She has to carry out everywhere.
Yes. And also, another thing which I noticed, to my disappointment, she did not use her Ojama Ruche catchphrase.
I think this is more serious news than anything else. So
yes.
That was going to probably... if she was going to do something that would probably work up a little bit of memories, I think she would do it. But I think because the News Corp probably told her, you got to be kind of serious about it. So, but I think she's a very, very still kind of working on the news, being that news reporter type person.
Anyway, moving right along. Bono is in the news. They are to star in a horror movie to be released in the autumn called Gomenasai.
Gomenasai?
Yep.
Gomenasai.
Yes. They will play schoolgirls and also play themselves in a minor role and do the theme song.
Ah.
That's kind of the step up.
So.
Oh my god, Roku, you would send a song.
Yes, I would.
Yes, you would.
Okay. I guess we have that Indian song but playing in the background.
If you'd like.
Okay. Also in the news. Kikuwa Yu has announced a second single is forthcoming called Happy Rappy Sunrise with a to-be-announced date. Also, another news... Kikuwa Yu and Mano Arena appeared together on Sakigaka Ogonku Benzuka 8. And I think people are laughing at the video that...
Yeah, that's what we're laughing at.
That Roku has given everybody the link to. apparently, this is the Indian video that is a nipple parody. Is that correct?
That's not what this is. That's another one.
That's another one. Okay. Which one are you guys laughing?
We're watching the...
Oh, of course. That one.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
I'm like dying here. Okay.
I think I better delay the story until people can regain their composure here.
Sorry, I'm losing it. Okay.
All right. Are we ready to get back to the serious quote unquote business at hand?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, anyway, on the show that you and Manu Arena appeared on, the host of the show...
God.
Saki gake on gake banzuki, whatever, yeah.
Broken. Why would you do this to me?
Broken. Is that you, Chan talking?
You're crying.
More misbehavior, by the
way. Oh, man, I missed it.
Okay.
Are you going to make me sing it? Seriously, just watch the video. It's hilarious.
I recommend this video to the listeners.
Oh, God, that was so wrong.
Should yeah, we name it?
I think the beginning makes me laugh.
Should this be an interactive portion of the show?
Nope. Yes, just go to YouTube, all your listeners, and search for Indian nipple song.
Hold on, let me give you a link again.
Well, this is not our listeners that are going to be seeing the link that you're giving us. So
I know, but yeah, just... All you have to type in is Indian nipple song and you'll get it. It is hilarious.
Okay.
7 million views. You won't regret it.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, the song is originally called Dilbar Dilbar, but it sounds like nipple nipple. So this person basically like made subtitles to what the video sounds like. And it's just hilarious.
If you search around, this guy, as he says at the beginning, is imitating Buffalax, who I guess was really known for doing funny English translations and songs. So if you look up like Buffalax on YouTube, you'll find even more ones. I think this might be the best or one of the best, but there are more.
Also the Korean ones.
Okay, so should we all watch this together? Should we all watch this together as a interactive?
Dude, we should watch this together. Oh my god.
Okay. All right. So for our fans at home, go to YouTube and type in Indian nipple song, and it will be the very first one that will come up on the search.
Dude looks kind of like Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
And it's by Woodbulb.
Woodbulb.
W-O-O-D-B-U-L-B. Woodbulb.
Yes. You don't know how to spell that. You're stupid.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So is everybody ready to start the...
No, I have to stream.
You have to stream.
It's low quality. What are you streaming?
Shut up and let it stream.
Well, but yes, all of us are at 5, right?
Or something. Okay. Oh, wow. Buffalax did a Moscow. You know, by the Genghis Khan group.
Yes. Yes,
okay, it's done.
Okay, we are ready.
Yes, the song that was actually used. Okay, good. All right. And it's commercials. Damn it.
Oh,
I got that. Oh, well.
Oh, my God. You saw you going crazy.
Ah, so big buildings.
I like Charlie Sheen.
Yes, and he's winning.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Yes, nipples are winning. These lyrics, I must warn our listeners, are pretty...
I remember when I first saw this.
They're not obscene, but they're kind of perverse, you might say.
Yeah.
Good JP hit material.
But does feature a hot girl in a hot outfit dancing. So.
Unnecessary hair toss.
No.
One of these people looks like a man.
No. In an Indian dance video, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as an unnecessary head toss, hair toss. All hair.
There is. If you watch this 90s dance music called "This Is the Rhythm of the Night."
Actually, I'm flashing back to the Koino dance site video now.
Whoa!
Wow. Well, at least she likes tubby men with bigger asses.
Now wait to see it. Wait for it.
That's you's part.
What?
Yes. At what time?
My favorite part is yet to come, though.
Indian videos raw, I must say.
There's actually something like this that somebody did with a older American video. I can't remember which one that is, too. It's one of the classic ones, like from the 70s or something.
Okay, I think my favorite part comes after the whole white dress thing and the guy, like, pretty much hitting on her on the rooftop.
It looks a matter then.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, they're not allowed to kiss in Indian videos.
Not in public, no.
Dish herpes. Okay, everything after that is my favorite.
What the hell? Oh, that's painful.
Uncomfortable.
What the hell?
Wow.
There you go, ninjas. It is related to Japan somehow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Believe it.
I like how the guy, you know, he's just kind of staring at her. Like,
he's basically pointless.
Can't tell if want. Oh, snap. Do not want.
Wow.
And it's quite catchy too. Wow. Who wants to hear you sing this?
Oh no.
Tee-hee. Well, that was fun.
Oh boy. Okay. So, not that it had anything to do with the Indian nipple song, but Manu Arena and Kikuwa Yi were on the TV show. And the host of the TV show ran a pro wrestling style angle, which tried to portray that the two soloists were rivals. But in true wrestling promotion fail fashion, they did not show the clip from Mano Arena's promotional video for Genki Moko de Aiko.
What?
Yes. Mano Arena has a song she released a while back.
Genki Mono de Aiko?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for... Thank you for the translation of my field Japanese. Where Kikuwa is in the video as Manu's back dancer.
Yes.
Ouch.
So if they wanted to provide a context for why Kikuwa would want to be Manu's rival, they could have shown that clip and said, oh, well, I used to be your back dancer, but now I want to compete with you directly.
I am the master now.
But the competition ended inconclusively because the show was so much of a fail that they failed to provide three different like competitions for them.
I think they were thinking of mud wrestling after a while.
Dude, have you seen those idol wrestling things? They're pretty hardcore.
Well, actually, my money in mud wrestling would definitely be on Kikuwa Yu, because that girl has some insane flexibility.
I'm not really caring for the winner as so much as just watching them wrestle.
Yeah. Goodness.
Okay, I think Goku is. I think Roku is hijacking the show again. Lyrics that were
like different lyrics and what's actually the song. Yeah. Do you remember what the song?
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Anyway. So that's all I have for obscure Hello Project news with a Z.
Goodness, that took an hour.
Hour and a half, 30 actually.
Minutes. Yeah.
30 minutes or so. Okay, so that was our first corner.
Our first corner.
Yes. We now have a second corner.
Yay!
But the first time we were in this corner, it lasted all of 3 minutes, and then people gave up on it, complaining about headaches. So let's see if we can get longer than 3 minutes into this corner. Although with Roken playing Indian videos in the background, it'll be kind of hard. So the corner's name is Fantasy Booker. Fantasy Booker?
What?
Fantasy Booker. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No, my speakers died.
So, where I throw out a scenario and everybody tries to come up with plausible or implausible or ridiculous ideas.
That's something on bright eyes.
On how to resolve the situation.
Okay.
Well, you mean
that is if unless Rokun, unless of course if Rokun wants to hijack us again and have another interactive.
That's all right.
Okay. All right. So here is the scenario. On the night of Takahashi Ai's graduation, Sunk drops the bombshell that seven other HP girls will graduate on the same night. Basically,
What?
Why would you do this to us?
Okay.
No. Shark Face is the first to go.
No. Yep.
And
Shark Face.
And the only rules, I guess the only rules I can lay down is that comments like, that would never happen, this is stupid, let's move on, and this is hurting my head, are forbidden. Okay. So, basically, and remember, This is simply a hypothetical thing. It's not going to hurt you to think about it. Okay. Basically, Bono and High King have been signed to lucrative contracts with a major pop music label. So they are leaving Hello Project.
Isn't that eight girls?
Yes, seven girls and Takahashi Ai.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, if High King goes into AVEX, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Give them material that they are actually good with, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what would you do as Sunk with the rest of Hello Project? For instance.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much getting rid of their best performers, so...
Pretty much.
That means he would have to sink, like, a whole bunch of money in getting them back in the variety circuit.
Yeah, definitely. Variety shows for the win. Sayu has to train everyone in the way of the poison tongue.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you restructure the different groups?
Oh, you got to.
You pretty much have to. Really? And someone just left.
You'd have to merge Berries and Cute because all their best people are gone.
Hmm. Okay. Now, at least for Smilage, they have an audition in progress to replace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be.
To replace Dawa, Yuka.
I think. Or Yuka, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
And I would assume Morning Musume would just go on as usual. Because they got Riho.
I mean.
No, but you just basically just cut off their two best performers right there.
So we got Riho. So
yeah, that's true. Musume would only be losing two members while, like, you know, Avon Flonon and High King.
You're losing two or three members, so it's about the same.
Yeah. Cannon would just take over everything. Both of them.
Actually, wait.
Put the cannons in a duo and let them take over the project.
Yeah, that's true. No, but berries would probably get the best out of the whole thing because they still have one decent singer, or supposedly they do.
Momo and Yusaku are like the most popular members, so yeah.
So Momo's leaving, she's part of Bono.
Almost gone already.
Oh yeah, it's her.
You basically lost Captain Momo and Mia.
Yeah, but they still have Mina, and Cute would still be pretty good well off because I mean Chisato has been gaining a whole bunch of popularity.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kyudo, you basically took off your Kyudo and Morning Musume. You just basically cut off your two best performers overall.
Well, for Morning Musume, they still have Riho, so that's good.
Morning Musume just wanted to develop talent.
Morning Musume just kicked off their two best performers with Kame and Takahashi.
And with Reina going too, like I said, Riho will take over Morning Musume and we'll all be happy.
Riho!
Now,
I mean, if you watched Only You, the recent music video, Riho was sharing the chorus with Reina and I. And they're basically making Riho into the next I or Reina. Mm-hmm. And they're holding auditions to find the next I, I would assume.
Mm.
Because Riho's singing style is basically Reina. But her dancing style is totally a cross between I and Eddie. So they got a super performer in Riho.
Okay. Now,
Essie, where are you? Essie, you have to be backing me up on the Riho thing. Essie?
Yes.
Essie?
Grieving.
We're talking about Riho. Yes.
Now, Cute would be down to three members.
Yes, Riho is awesome. What?
Ooh. Ooh, yeah, Kyudo will be down to three members. Berries will be down to four.
Yeah, that's why I think they'll probably end up merging. They should probably merge.
Okay, now, How about this for an off-the-wall idea? Instead of merging, okay. Instead of merging the two groups, how about breaking off some of the Morning Musume members into the mix as well?
That'd be kind of difficult because. because if you put in Riho, then you gotta decide that you're gonna spin him off into the one that doesn't have the main singer, so that goes into Kyuto.
No. Riho would still be in Morning Musume. I'm thinking of like spinning off.
Maybe we should throw Kanan into Betty's because they're like the gag group so far. So
what's actually Kanan auditioned for the kids back in the day? Or Fukuda. Fukuda Kanan auditioned for the Hello Project kids back in the day.
That's interesting.
Interesting. But
throw into Betty's then.
how about this for off the wall group? How about Aika's army?
What?
No.
What is this? No.
What? I don't get it.
Why would you do this?
have her team up with a bunch of people that she's been in groups with before.
Which is?
The Guardians Four.
Guardians 4.
Okay, I guess, yeah.
And Chisato.
And that Athena in Robbie something something.
You basically just getting bits and pieces from everyone else. It's like, yeah, we're just going to make one super group out of this whole thing. You might as well just add everyone to it.
They will be split into Team H and Team P and Team Exclamation Point.
Oh.
Oh, goody. Team H could be taken wrongly. So,
probably. Oh, yeah.
Team P.
Team exclamation point.
Team exclamation point is totally all the funny members.
Or all the front girls.
Well, Team H would just be all the sexy members.
Yes.
Wow.
Team H would be sexy, Team Exclamation would be gags, and then Team P would be everyone else.
Oh, they already do that with shuffles. Or they did do that with shuffles.
But shuffling is what this is all about. As much as we're kind of assuming that Cute and Berries wouldn't be able to go on because they don't have a quorum, so to speak.
Although I wonder though, you know, if, like, I mean, Cute is down to five, which, you know, can they get any smaller? Like, I don't know. I mean,
well, they could.
Bono seems to be doing fine with three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, they were, you know, they are the top performers. Like,
yeah.
You know, Berries and Keith, they all still have their front girls.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, could Keith really take one of their front girls leaders? Like, the reason why Keith could survive going from 8 down is that, other than Megumi, all the people who have left have been underdogs.
Well, I wouldn't consider Megumi an underdog, but...
Yeah, I know, I'm saying other than Megumi, all of their...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they all became models.
Yeah, they did.
Hello Project will just become this modeling agency.
Pretty much.
Idling. They don't have anyone who can sing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Masa will sit on the street corner and play guitar sadly.
Sadly.
Okay, so... I guess this corner didn't end in as many heartaches and headaches as the first time we did.
Indeed.
Okay.
Well, plus, like, you know, they still have the old school, or the unit, the old unit revival group. And those are actually pretty even in terms of, like, role distribution, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm.
Like, they might be able to revert back to that. You know, stick another egg in the Shin Mini Money. And,
But a lot of those groups would be wiped out by High King and Bono leaving, pretty much.
Some of them, but I think most of them would still have. Dix Alpha would still have.
The only one that pretty much survives is
Dix Alpha was the dumping ground, so they have left.
Hmm. Okay.
See you then.
Okay, so some interesting ideas. Not that this would ever happen, of course, but it is something interesting to think about. And now, moving right along,
mm-hmm.
we have yet another corner. And this one was suggested on JP Hip by the user
Gracula.
It's the play Boink, Marry, or Throw Off a Cliff.
Basically FMK.
Yeah.
With the legal HP members.
So, oh, that's no fun. No, just kidding.
How many are left?
It's okay. Almost everyone is legal anyway, so yeah.
Okay, so trying to go here in some sort of order here.
No, but it's seniority, so you know we make sure we hit the legal ones.
Okay. Okay, so Takahashi Ai. Let's sit.
Yes.
Let's go. Yes. Okay, so Rokun.
That's okay. Put him to sleep.
Okay, Takahashi Ai, Boink, Marry, or Throw Off a Cloth?
Cloth? Is that what you said?
Cloth?
What?
What the hell?
Kick off the clam.
What?
Oh,
should be a Marry one, I think.
Ah.
Good girlfriend type.
Cool.
Knows how to cook at least one thing, as we know.
Okay.
Very honest and sincere and, you know, hardworking and the perfect housewife. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, she has you fooled.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, Yi-chan.
Yes.
Takashi Ai, Boink, Marry, or Throw Off a Cliff?
I would say, like, she would be a little too emotional for me, but she's still, you know, amazing. So I would say the first option.
Okay, Boink. All right. Kuro.
Yo.
Boink, Marry, or Throw Off a Cliff, Takahashi Ai.
I'm kind of siding with Yu-chan on with that one, the emotion, kind of the emotional value of it, so it'd probably be Boink.
Boink, okay. Okay, Junkie. Boink, yes. Marry, or Throw Off a Cliff, Takahashi Ai.
Marry, because she's cute.
Okay.
Duh.
Oh, we're even.
Okay, Estra.
Essie!
Yeah. What?
Boink, Marry, or Throw Off a Cliff, Takahashi Ai.
First option.
Hmm?
I would not marry someone who would kill me, but yeah.
Who would kill you?
Kill you.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. Really. That drives me crazy.
Okay. Okay. And Rail.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I like Mary. If I could trap her in the leader mode.
Oh, okay. 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 As for me, I probably have to go with Boink, just simply because.
Yeah.
I would definitely want to hear her man scream. But
oh, no, that's not attractive.
Whoa.
Lord. Might as well just be a man.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so moving right along. I hope I didn't miss anybody there. Okay, moving right along. Nigaki Risa. And Rokun.
Throw off a cliff. People who've seen my posts would know that.
Okay. That's what. All right. Yu-chan.
Throw her off a cliff.
Wow.
Okay. As for the reason why, she has a very naggy personality, and I don't really sit well with that, so hence why.
Okay, so the Tsukami gets Tsukami's here. Okay, Estra.
No, it's not really the whole Tsukami thing. It's just she just nags a lot. That's all.
All right, Estra.
There's a difference between nagging and Tsukami. Yeah.
Okay, Estra. Boink, marry, or throw off a cliff. Nigaki Risa.
Throw off a cliff.
We're also mean Nigaki-san.
I'm already doing
it. I think you've asked the three worst so far, too, so the others might be nicer.
Okay, so I guess that's three votes for throw off a cliff. Okay. Kura.
Kudo.
Oh, God. This is a little more tough.
Risa Nigaki.
Yeah.
Nigaki-san.
Boink, probably.
Whatever.
Boink.
Boink, okay.
I'm not that vicious with throw off the cliff, even though I kind of understand the negative personality. I can probably handle that. But not too far, but probably not towards the whole Mary issue, because of that, so sort of double it, so I'll leave it at boink.
Okay. Junkie!
Yes.
Boink, marry, or throw off a cliff, Nigaki.
Well, she has some things that are cute that I like about her, but there's also things I don't like about her, so throw off a cliff.
Okay. All right. Rail.
Boink. I want to record. I want to record the USO stream climax.
USO. Yes, the overreaction queen. Yeah, so I would also be in the boink camp, just simply to see how badly she would overreact.
maybe just aim the wrong way and then we'll see, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Okay, next up. Misashigi Sayumi. Roku, Uchi-chan peace. Boink, marry, or throw off a cluff.
Boink. Certainly. Okay. Too high maintenance and evil. Yes.
Yeah.
To marry. Okay. But because of that, definitely boink.
Boink, okay. Yu-chan.
Same here, boink. And just like Rokun says, too high maintenance for marriage, so yeah.
Okay, too high maintenance. Estra.
Assy.
Yeah.
But Mishishigi. Yu-chan peace.
Mishishigi Sayumi.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yes. Uchishige Sayumi.
The goat. Okay, great, it's online.
What?
Anyway, never mind. I guess boink.
Boink. All right.
I suppose.
Kuro.
Throw off the cliff.
Throw off the cliff. Oh, wow.
Throw off the cliff.
No!
Simple reason.
Why is that?
Take the high maintenance. I'm a finance major. Sorry. Sorry. Off the cliff you go.
Off the cliff, okay.
Although in writing, it'd be a it's been a pretty impressive. It's been a pretty interesting character. I keep writing about her being smart, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Okay. Junkie.
Mary.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Even though she's high maintenance, I'll be okay. I mean, I'm all right being whipped by her.
She has the hidden closet.
Okay.
Is there any closet ready for Junkie on that one?
Okay. Real.
Can I take another option?
No.
Right. Just choose one of the three and then say what the other option is.
I think probably Boink, because I mean she seems like she's high maintenance, but I mean if you read her blog and she's I think like if you're in her inner circle then she actually takes care
she's
of you.
She's a big softie.
Mm. So, I want to sit on the sidewalk with her, share a beer, and make fun of all the people walking by.
Goodness.
Figure a frat bro and go at it.
Well, I would be in the marrying camp. Just simply because she seems to enjoy cooking.
Trophy wife.
The naked apron on that one, yeah.
Oh, geez.
And
that's
going
to be fun.
And if I cheat, and if I cheated on her, she would be okay because she would think that would make her cuter.
Would make her what?
What?
No, this is an actual quote from London Hearts.
I guess instead of the dream in the dream world she'd be fine with it because secretly in her closet she has other stuff that she would want to do with you and she knows that.
Goodness.
And you could probably always see if she could drag Kame into the mix.
Okay,
you know they have benefits.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay, next up. Tanaka Reina. Rokun, boink Mary or throw off a cliff?
Boink, and does there need to be a reason stated?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Reina.
Original six.
I guess no explanation is needed. Yu-chan.
Same here, boink.
Okay. Estra.
Essie. Mary, actually.
Okay.
Mary. I said Mary.
Mary, okay.
Ooh,
yes, what's because her I'm reason? A sucker for, I don't know. I'll go crazy over her.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, but she's also high maintenance.
I don't know.
Can you handle that? She's very high maintenance.
Yes, I can.
Can you handle that?
Would you be willing to buy all the leopard print in the world?
And she
Why
also
not? I mean, if I could afford it.
And she also knows how to swing a Singapore cane.
Right.
No, she was on the TV show one time, and some comedian, I guess, challenged her to hit him with a Singapore cane while he was, like, standing on his head. And she waffled him in the...
butt crack.
In the private areas of a Singapore cane.
Not a problem for her, though.
Okay. I'm sure she wouldn't do it unless she wanted her to do it, or else if you cheated on her. Okay. Kuro.
Well, she wouldn't bore me for sure.
See, now this is where I'm going to be a hypocrite, because I actually would put Mary on this one. Not for the main concept of the high maintenance, but more or less that you want to kind of have more of that interpersonal feelings with her than anything else. But that's how I feel, though.
Okay. Junkie.
I'll throw her off a cliff.
Throw her off
a cliff. We knew
she's
that.
Too much for me, so that. Off the cliff.
So how do you feel Sundari now? Okay. Rail.
Cliff.
Oh, wow.
Aw. Why?
She's just, I don't know. It's just the way that she kind of interacts with the other members. I don't, you know. I mean, she doesn't even hang out with them outside of the job. She'd be kind of standoffish.
It's kind of like saying that if you want to have the menage a trois, it won't happen with her.
Probably not. Okay. In my case, wow. I don't know. I'm actually kind of leaning a little bit toward marrying, just simply because I figure that she'd be sort of like the Barbie doll type that you could like dress up.
Oh, baby.
Okay.
That's if she'll let you. That's if she'll let you.
She'll come around.
Purple all around.
She won't. She'll yes. punch you in the eye and dress herself.
A Singapore kid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Unless you probably get her drunk enough, then maybe. But
yes.
Other than that, I highly doubt it.
Yes. You can dress me any color you want, so long as it's purple. Okay.
And as long as it's stylish.
Pink. I mean, she's fighting with the hope of the pink.
Okay. Moving right along. This one should be interesting. Okay. Mitsui Aika.
Oh, geez.
Rokun. Rokun.
That'd probably be Mary for me.
Mary, okay.
She just seems like a responsible type, and that she would be attentive and everything.
Just keep in mind that she's sort of like Gaki-san in the way that she does nag at you.
That's right. She's cuter doing it. So.
Yeah, that's true.
these scary senpai. Okay. Yu-chan.
I would have to agree with Rokun, though, about the marrying, because she is responsible and she does nag in a cute way, so yeah. She's basically adorable, so yeah, why not?
Okay. Essie.
Yeah.
Can I pick up that option? What?
Mitsui Aika.
Mitsui Aika. I'm just saying that I'll take a sub option. I can't decide.
What did you say?
I can't decide.
Oh, okay.
Can't decide.
Yeah.
Can't decide. Okay. Well, that's not really an option, so.
No, just Clipper.
Yeah, I mean, just like, throw off a cliff. You know you want to.
Throw off a cliff. Okay. Okay.
And then she goes,
I'll just Clip her.
Okay. Kuro. Aika, boink, marry, or throw off a cliff.
Mitsui Aika.
I guess you might as well try to do the boink, and then throw her off the cliff.
That's my option.
Well, that's like worse than just throwing her off a cliff.
The thing is that you're working towards that, so it's like you just do it once. It's like, okay, you can go. Just move. Move away. But I guess just to be straight, be boink. Okay. Then throw off the cliff.
Anyway. Junkie.
Throw her off a cliff.
Throw off a cliff, okay.
Yeah, she's not my type of person, so off the cliff.
Okay.
Okay.
Rail.
That's why I kind of disregard the whole thing. So I just like, boink. Whatever, go.
Rail.
No
Well,
not even enough to throw her off a cliff.
Wow. As for me, Wow. I guess I would be interested in boinking a pseudo tranny, so.
Oh my.
So boink.
What?
I think it's one of those where you gotta feel for it, and then as long as you got to it, it's all good. You can pass up. you can pass up the second one already.
Kidding aside, I'm kind of a tomboy magnet, so I probably have some good chemistry with Aika, but definitely boink. Okay, so those are the legal people for Morning Musume. So moving right along to the legal people in that wrinkly.
Maybe to continue this, I wonder if we could do Morning Musume this week and maybe next time do one of the other groups or something.
Yeah.
We could do them all. But okay. Just to not have this go on forever, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, already gone on for too damn long.
Okay. Well, it would just go on a long time if we didn't go through everyone. So.
Well, not too
long, I guess, if we just do the current HP. I mean, there's what.
Yeah, let's just move along.
We are.
Yeah, save the fun for later, you know?
Okay, so.
We still have
the more
other
we delay, the more people that turn legal.
Okay.
Yep, that is true, too.
That is true.
Including that other person that Kuro mentioned that'll be coming up in a week or two.
Yep.
Who apparently will remain nameless. So we don't seem like pervs. Okay. All right. So that concludes Boink, Marry, or Throw Off Cliff for now. We got through five. So I guess I guess the two people who did the worst were Risa and Reina.
Gaki-san and Reina.
Really, I thought Aika had quite a few clues.
I think it's like, eventually it'll throw off the cliff. It was a straight. You gotta try it, and then throw it off the cliff.